college.
我们主要是跟一个在圣经学院的这样子一群学生来跟他们一块服侍。
But of course we were in worship services on Sunday preaching and ministering.
所以我们但是我们主日的时候是在是去教会敬拜还有讲道。
And God brought us through those 3 weeks and we came home healthy and happy.
三个礼拜之后我们回到家里又健康又喜乐。
I want to take this opportunity, though, to again thank you folks for your regular investment in the work and ministry that we have.
我想再次借着这个机会来谢谢你们，你们花时间还有各样的奉献来支持我们的服事。
Not only do you support our work in India, but the work in which Colleen is involved with the Luzon movement.
您不仅是支持我们在印度的服事，也是支持 Colleen 他借着洛桑会议所做的服事。
The Luzon movement was started many years ago by Billy Graham and John Stott.
洛桑运动是在很多年前由葛培里牧师还有 John Stott 两位牧师他们首先开始的。
And it has grown to a global, worldwide ministry of developing ways of evangelism.
这现在已经成为一个全球性的、世界性的，来成为如何来向世界传福音。
And Colleen has been very directly involved with this, even to the point of traveling to other countries of the world.
Colleen 已经在中间有很多的服事，到世界各个地方去服事。
So we thank you for your prayers.
所以我们感谢你们的祷告。
And for your support.
也谢谢你们的支持。
I would like you to turn in your Bible to the 14th chapter of John.
想请大家翻圣经翻到第约翰福音十四章。
John 14, and I'll begin reading at verse 15 through verse 24.
请大家翻到约翰福音十四章，我从十五节开始读到二十四节。
John 14, verse 15 through 24.
约翰福音十四章十五节到二十四节。
Listen to the word of God.
请聆听主的话语。
If you love me, you will obey what I command.And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you.Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me,will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him.We will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. The word of the Lord.
我们一同来读约翰福音十四章十五节到二十四节。如果你有和本，好，一二三，请。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在， 就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。犹大说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。
Bow with me in prayer, please.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, be our teacher.
全能神的圣灵做我们的老师。
We know that in order to understand your word, we need more than our mental facility.
主啊，我们知道，我们若想理解你的话语，我们不能仅仅靠我们大脑的这种力量。
We have a heart and mind that needs to be open to your revelation.
我们的心，我们的思想都要来敞开，接受你的启示。
So we ask that you would reveal yourself through the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们请求你能够借着圣灵，能够向我们彰显。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣的名，我们祷告。Amen.
This morning, I want to begin a series of four messages.
今天我想开始一个有四个不同讲道的这样的一个系列。
So message number one is today, then the first Sunday in October, first Sunday in November, and the first Sunday in December.
所以今天是第一篇，然后我们十月第一个主日，十一月第一个主日，十二月第一个主日，都是要讲这个系列。
And the series of messages will focus on one theme.
这一个系列我们都强调一个主题。
The love of God.
上帝的爱。
I feel compelled to deal with this topic because of the way the concept of love has been corrupted or diluted in our world.
我感受到有一个极大的这个需要，也就是要来处理这样的一个问题，也就是说爱这个概念在这个世界上已经是被用的滥用了。
I must confess that I grow weary hearing people constantly say God is love.
我们必须承认，我就已经是感到是很有点厌倦，有人就常常这样说，上帝是爱。
Well, you say that's in the Bible.
你是说这是在圣经里哦。
You're right.
你说的对。
But there are two questions I have to ask you.
但是这中间有两个问题我要问你。
The first is, what do you mean when you say God is love?
第一个问题是，当你说上帝是爱，你究竟是什么意思？
Have you a biblical definition of the word love?
你有没有说符合圣经的这个关于爱的这个定义？
And second,
第二个，
what other qualities make up the great God of the universe.
这一个宇宙之主，他究竟还有什么样其他的这个特性？
You see, God is not just love.
你看，上帝不是说是仅仅有爱。
He is love.
他是爱。
But he's also holy.
他还是圣洁。
He is also just.
他也公义。
He is also righteous.
他也是有正义。
He is also a God of mercy.
他也是有怜悯的神。
He is a God of judgment.
他是一个审判的神。
And you see, putting all of that together, it changes the way we understand the word love.
你看，如果把这一切都放在一起，就使得我们对于爱的理解就会有所改变。
So if you will allow me, I dare to take 4 Sundays to deal with this word love from the scriptures.
如果你要给我这样的机会，我就希望能够花4个礼拜的时间，能够从圣经的角度来好好探讨爱这个概念。
I think about a group of theologians who got together a few years ago.
我想到几年前有一群神学家聚在一起。
They developed what was referred to as the new morality.
他们就聚在一起，就发展了一批新的道德观。
They said, we need as Christians to understand that love determines our behavior.
他说我们作为基督徒，我们要知道这个爱是决定我们的行为的。
Not the Ten Commandments.
不是十诫。
Not the teachings of Jesus.
不是耶稣基督的教导。
But love.
而是爱。
Sounds good, doesn't it?
听起来是不错。
But they failed to define the word love.
但是他没有好好来给爱来下定义。
And so suddenly people were free to express themselves sexually.
所以所有的人都可以自由地通过性来表现自己。
They said if no one gets hurt and I do it because of love,
如果没有人感受到任何伤害，我之所以这样子行是因为为了爱哦。
There's nothing wrong.
这没有任何错误哦。
And that began over the past 20 years to change the perspective or understanding of many people about what it means to talk of love.
这就在过去20多年就开始来有一个大的改变，人们就开始改变如何来看爱这个问题。
So,Today I want to begin by looking at the word love in the 14th chapter of John.
今天我就想开始来看这个爱，从约翰福音14章开始。
Because here Jesus associates or ties the word love to the word obedience.
在这个地方，耶稣就把爱跟顺服是连在一起。
Now,I think I may have told you folks this story before.
我可能已经跟大家讲过这个故事。
For many years, I traveled across the United States doing high school assembly programs.
很多年，我在美国四处走，就是在高中生中间来传福音。
And there were several topics I used regularly.
我常常会用几个主题。
And of course, there was a lot of humor and a lot of one-liner jokes to keep the attention of the students.
当然，为了让这些学生可以注意力集中，我就有很多的笑话，还有那种一句话的一种俏皮话。
I showed up at a high school and I said, "Today, I want to talk to you about." 5 of the dirtiest words in the English language.
所以我就有一次我就去高中生的聚会中，他说今天我要跟你们讲一讲在英语中间5个最肮脏的词。
And these dirty words are being uttered or spoken by some of our finest young people.
这种很肮脏的词是被我们中间真的是很优秀的年轻人来说。
Of course, I was baiting them to get them to listen.
当然，我是故意下这个钓饵，让他们可以愿意听我的话。
What are the 5 dirtiest words in the English language?
在英语中间，5个最肮脏的词是什么？
These are words that when people speak them, folks get a strange look on their face.
就是那些词，当你说的时候，大家的脸就很奇怪的看着你。
They become uncomfortable.
他们很不舒服。
Well, dirty word number one.
第一个肮脏的词
is the word discipline.
就是纪律。
Discipline, that's a dirty word.
这是很肮脏的词。
That means doing what I'm supposed to do when I'm supposed to do it, whether I feel like it or not.
或者这个纪律也可以翻译成是这种操练，也就是说，在我不管我愿不愿意做，我都必须做我应当做的事情。
Of course, there's another dirty word, study.
还有一个很肮脏的词就是学习。
Study?
学习。
I want to just kind of float through school.
我就想在学校飘来飘去。
I don't want to have to go to the library and study.
我不想到图书馆还得读书，还得研究。
Well, I won't give you all the words. I want to get to the fifth word.
我不用给所有的词，我就给我来跟大家讲第五个字。
The fifth dirty word was obedience.
这第五个就是顺服。
You mean do what I'm told to do?
你意思就是说做我别人告诉我应当做的事情吗
？Maybe I don't feel like it.
我可能不觉得自己想这样做。
I want to do what I want to do.
我想做我想做的事情。
So the word obedience in our language today sometimes is disturbing to people.
所以在我们今天这个顺服这个词对于有些人来讲是真的是很不舒服
But here is Jesus saying love and obedience go together
那这里耶稣就说爱跟顺服是在一起的
Look at that 14th chapter
我们看十四章
First he says in verse 15 if you love meYou will obey what I command.
他首先说在十五节，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
He says, love produces obedience.
他说爱就会导致顺服。
We do what we do not because we have to, but because we love the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们做我们当做的事情，不是说我们必须要做，而是我们爱我们的主耶稣基督。
And for all that He has done for us, we want to please Him and do His will.
因为他为我们所做的一切，我们就想讨好他，来按他的心意来做。
Now here Jesus says, "If you obey me." Or if you love me, you will obey me, and I will send the Holy Spirit to you.
这里耶稣说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令，我就会给你们送圣灵。
I really believe that in the church today, we need the moving of the Holy Spirit among us.
我的的确确相信，在我们教会中间，我们需要圣灵在我们中间运行。
We need the awakening that comes when the Holy Spirit convinces of sin.Righteousness and judgment to come.
我们需要这样被唤醒。当圣灵在我们中间的时候，他就来向我们，来让我们能够认我们的罪，能够悔改。
But for many who follow Jesus and yet continue to be disobedient, the work of the Holy Spirit is impossible.
在我们中间很多基督徒如果没有这样的顺服，圣灵的工作就不可能。
You love Him.And you are obedient to Him, and the Holy Spirit comes to empower you.
当你爱他，你顺服他，圣灵就来给你力量。
The fact is, I can't be obedient every day apart from the work of the Holy Spirit in my life.
但在事实上，我们没有办法每天的都是这样顺服，如果没有圣灵在我们生命中间做工。
My natural leaning.Is to want to do it my way.
我的天性就想按我自己的方式来做。
And to overcome that tendency to follow my way, I need the power of the Holy Spirit to be at work in me.
如果不要那种一定要按我自己方式来做这样的趋势，我一定要有圣灵在我自己生命中间来掌权。
And it's interesting here, you see.That we have a way of measuring whether or not you really love Jesus.
这非常有意思。我们居然有一个办法能够来衡量我们是不是真的爱耶稣。
He says, "If you really love me, people will see that your life is determined by what I teach.
他说你如果真爱我人们就能看得出来你的生活就是被我的所教导所来决定的
And you walk faithfully in obedience to me.
你就会很忠心地顺服我而生活
And then the power and work of the Holy Spirit comes to enable you to live that life.
当圣灵的能力就来到你的生命之中就给你力量来活
Then I want to go to the second verse.
我们想看看第二个经文。
Look at verse 21.
二十一节。
Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
他说有了我的命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的爱我的必蒙我父爱他我也要爱他并且要向他显现
This is another powerful passage concerning obedience
这又是另外一个跟顺服有关的非常有力的经文
If you love him and you are obedient Jesus will reveal himself to you
如果你爱他你又顺服耶稣就会向你来显现自己
And the desperate need within our congregations today is to experience the fullness of the revelation of the person Jesus Christ
在我们教会之中有一个极大的这样的需要就是能够经历耶稣基督他完全的显示
I want to ask you a personal question
我想问你一个个人的问题
When did the Jesus of the Gospels leap from those pages and become living reality to you?
什么时候在圣经在福音书中间的耶稣从福音书中间跳出来成为你生命中间真真实实活着的这样的形象?
Just as there are multitudes of Christians who are not controlled by the Holy Spirit, there are multitudes of Christians who have never experienced the reality, the revelation of the person of Jesus Christ.
我们中就像有很多的基督徒没有经历到圣灵的能力，也有很多的基督徒从来没有经历过耶稣基督真真实实的这样的一个显现。
You well may know the stories of the Bible.
你可能知道圣经的故事。
You may know all about the life of Jesus.
你可能对耶稣基督的生平非常了解。
You even believe that he died for the sins of the world.
你甚至相信他为世界的罪而死。
But my friends, we need more than an historic Christ.
但朋友们，我们需要。比在历史上出现的耶稣他的故事有更多的这样的经历
We need a Jesus Christ who is alive and revealing himself to us on a day by day basis
我们需要耶稣基督真的是活着的耶稣基督在我们每天的生活向我们来展现
How much more do you understand of Jesus than you did a year ago?
你们对耶稣基督今天的了解比你去年一年之前的了解到底深多少
Can you tell me how Jesus has changed in your understanding of the gospel in the last three or four years?
你能不能说在过去三四年里边耶稣基督如何改变了你对福音的这个认识
If we love him and we are obedient,He will come to us and reveal himself to us.
如果我们爱他，如果我们顺服他，他就会来到我们中间，来向我们展现他自己。
This is overwhelming to me.
这对我而言实在是非常的伟大。
That the Son of God who died in my place on the cross wants to come and reveal himself to me.
上帝的儿子愿意死在十字架上愿意来向我来显现。
But as the Holy Spirit at work in you is based on obedience,
就像圣灵在你生命中间的工作要取决于你的顺服。
So the ongoing revelation of Jesus Christ is based on your obedience.
耶稣基督是永远的这不停的这个显现，也是基于你自己的顺服。
And that obedience demonstrates the love you have for him.
这个顺服也就是表明你对他的爱。
Let's go to verse 23.
我们再看第二十三节。
Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
You see, here, love produces an obedience that brings you into an intimate relationship with God.
你们看到爱所带来的这种顺服，使得你跟上帝有一个亲密的关系。
Now, this is a bit difficult for us today.
这对我们今天来讲是比较有挑战性。
For several reasons.
有几个原因。
Culturally, as I have worked all across Asia,I have found that for many of the people, it is difficult to be intimate.
在文化上，因为我在亚洲已经去过很多地方，我发现文化上，对亚洲人来讲，亲密不是很容易。
They are always concerned about having a good face.
大家总是要有一个面子。
Saying the right thing.
要讲对的话。
Being nice.
要对人和善。
But in doing so, there's no way to really become intimate with them.
但如此做，这个问题就是你没有办法跟他们特别的亲密。
And so I understand that talking to some folks about intimacy is very threatening.
所以我知道跟有些人谈这种亲密，对他来讲可能是很大的威胁。
To be intimate means to allow someone to know me for who I am.
跟人亲密就是允许别人来认识我，知道我的本相。
To be intimate with someone means being willing to be open and share honestly how I feel and what I'm experiencing.
所以跟人亲密就是能够敞开，能跟人分享我的感受如何。我的心情如何？
And for many of us in many parts of the world, this is asking too much.
对我们在世界各个地方的人，可能这一个是要求的太多了。
Colleen and I were with the students for an entire week in India.
Colleen 和我在印度跟学生待了整整一个礼拜。
We were with them all day, from breakfast through dinner.
我们跟他们从早餐到晚餐，整天都待在一起。
And we gave them sheets in order to fill out their answers as they were reading the book from Kairos.
我们就给他们这些纸张，当他们在学这个时刻这个东西他在填那个表的时候，让他们可以填上去。
Now some of you here have been through Kairos with us.
你们中间有些已经修过 Kairos 这个课程。
And you did those worksheets.
你们也填过那些表。
The last two questions on the worksheet have to do with what is God saying to you and what are you learning that's making a difference.
那最后的有两个问题，上帝向你说了什么，或者还有一个是上帝向你说的，你所学习的能够给你的生命带来什么样的改变。
The students found it quite difficult to answer those questions.
学生们就觉得回答这两个问题非常的难。
They were delighted to answer the questions about the facts in the book.But to talk about how they're really feeling and what they're really learning, that was more difficult.
他们很愿意回答有关于这个课本的很多的事实，但是如果让他们讲到他们自己到底学什么了，什么样的感受，他们就非常的难。
As difficult as it may be, my friends, Jesus wants to have an intimate relationship with you.
朋友们，尽管这是如此的艰难，耶稣他想跟你有亲密的关系。
He wants to be so close to you, you will share whatever is in your heart honestly.
他跟想跟你如此的亲密，你可以把你心中任何的思想，很诚实的跟他来分享。
And why not? He already knows what's in your heart.
为什么不？他已经知道你心里在想什么。
But he wants you to so love him and be obedient to him.That you can share that, knowing how much he loves you.
他想他，但是他想这样做。你爱他，你这样的顺服他，你就很要愿意跟他分享你多么的爱他。
My friends, this morning, the Holy Spirit wants to be in control of your life.
朋友们，今天早上圣灵想来控制你的生活。
But you've got to be obedient.In order to experience that power.
但是你要顺服，你就可以才能经历这样的能力。
Friends, Jesus wants to reveal himself in all of his glory and all of his power, but you got to be obedient to experience that revelation.
朋友们，耶稣也要向你来显示他一切的荣耀跟能力，但是你要来顺服，才能来经历他。
Jesus.Wants to be intimate with you so that he knows everything that's going on because you're open and honest. But you've got to be obedient to experience that intimacy.
但是耶稣也想和你有亲密，你就能够敞开，他知道一切在你生命中所经历的大大小小的事情，但是你必须顺服才能够经历到这样的亲密。
One more verse.
最后一句经文。
Go to the 15th chapter of John to verse 9.
到十五章，约翰福音十五章第九节。
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now, remain in my love. If you obey my commands,You will remain in my love.
好，我们看，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
So we learn that loving God and being obedient is the base of the Holy Spirit working in you.
我们知道爱神还有顺服他，也就是圣灵在我们生命中做工的这样的基础。
And that loving God means an obedience, which means Jesus is able to reveal himself to you in all of his glory.
如果爱主来顺服他，耶稣就可以向我们来表明他一切的荣耀。
And to say that we love him means we become obedient so we can have that intimate relationship with him.
我们爱他，我们顺服他，我们就可以跟他有亲密的关系。
Now Jesus says, if you love me, be obedient and you will remain in me.
耶稣这个地方说到，当你爱我，你顺服我，你就可以活在我的爱里。
This particular verse makes far more sense if you read the first 10 verses of this chapter.
这句经文，如果你去读这个十五章其他的前面这几句经文，你才能够更加的能理解这个含义。
Jesus teaches that he is the vine.
耶稣说他是葡萄树。
You are the branches.
我们是葡萄枝。
And if you remain in the vine,You will bear fruit.
如果我们连在枝上，我们就可以结果实。
So now he says, if you love me and you are obedient, you will remain in me, which means you will become a fruit bearer for Jesus Christ.
他现在说，你如果爱我，你如果能够顺服我，你就会连在我身上，你就成为一个结果实的这样的人。
The fact of his love.At work in you is the fact of being sustained by His grace, filled with His Holy Spirit, and bearing fruit for the kingdom's sake.
当他的爱在你的生命中就成为这样的一个事实，他的恩典在你的生命之中，圣灵进来，你就可以来为国度来结果实。
But then he adds to that, you will also have my joy in you.
他接着说，你还会有我的喜乐。
Now you know, we've said it before, joy and happiness are not the same thing.
我们以前曾经说过，这种喜乐跟幸福感是不是完全一回事？
Happiness depends on what is happening around me.
幸福感往往是跟我们周围所发生的事情有关系。
But the joy of the Lord is the knowledge of the fact that being obedient to Him,His Holy Spirit is at work, and I can have joy in the most difficult moments of life.
从有主来的这种喜乐，是因着我们对于他的顺服，圣灵就在我们生命中间做工，我可以一生都有他的喜乐。
Yesterday morning at 11 o'clock,
昨天十一点钟
，Colleen and I attended a memorial service.
昨天早上十一点钟，跟 Colleen 参加了一个葬礼。
There are a few of you that were at my 80th birthday party. Do you remember that?
您中间有些人参加了我八十周年的纪念。
Some of you came to Bethany Church and we had all the ice cream you could eat.
你们中间有人去了 Bethany Church 那边，我们有所有的你可以任意吃的冰激凌。
But before we got to the ice cream, we had a service of worship.
在冰淇淋之前，我们也有一个敬拜的仪式。
And the service began with greetings from Jeff and Anna.
这个敬拜仪式开始是 Jeff Anna 他们开始来欢迎大家。
And there was singing and praise to God.
中间有唱歌，有赞美主。
80 years of life and 60 years of ministry.
我八十年的生命，有六十年服侍主。
And then a very dear brother of mine who had been to India with me got up and preached.
有一个和跟我一同去过印度的一个非常亲密的弟兄起来讲道。
It was a brief message.
他讲的非常短的道。
But done in the same loving way that he has lived his life.
他也是就像他活出他那个生命一样，多年活出生命一样，就用那种爱的方式过来讲。
This past week, cancer took its final toll of that brother who preached that night.
在过去这个礼拜，所以因着他得癌症，那位弟兄，他那天晚上讲到那位弟兄离开了这个世界。
Phil Olson, only 67 years of age.
Phil Olson 这位弟兄，他离开世界才67岁。
Sorrow and grief mark the faces of many people.
很多人都是带着痛苦，带着伤心。
But there was in that service a sense of the joy of the Lord.
但在那个追思礼拜，我们就有一个上帝的喜乐在我们中间。
How can you have joy when someone who had such powerful ministry has died.
你如何能够有一个人他有这么强有力的这个服事，他这样子死去，你怎么可能会有喜乐？
The joy comes because in our obedience to God, we know that death does not have the final word.
因着我们这个喜乐是因着我们对上帝的顺服，我们就知道死亡不是最后一句话。
That through Jesus Christ we have passed from death to life.
是因着耶稣基督，我们已经从出死入生了。
And Jesus says, "Because I live, you shall live also."
耶稣说，因我活着，你们也照样活着。
This is not a pleasant message for many people today.
对我们今天来讲，对很多人可能不是一个很轻松愉快的这样的信息。
It says love means obedience.
这实际上就是说，爱就意味着你要顺服。
But that obedience means the power of the Holy Spirit.
但这个顺服就意味着是圣灵的能力。
The revelation of the person of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督本人其人的这样的一个显现。
intimacy with the one who loves you with a perfect love.
这就意味着那位带着完全的爱来爱你的那一位，你跟他有亲密的关系。
And an obedience that brings about for us a sense of joy, even in the midst of heartache, because we know He has said, "I will never leave you, I will never forsake you."
这个这样的顺服。尽管在非常艰难的时刻，我们依然有喜乐，因为我们知道他说过，我永远不抛弃你，永远不丢弃你。
My question to you this morning is the Holy Spirit empowering you for your service to Him throughout the week.
我今天来对你的呼唤就是圣灵来给你力量，让你在下一个礼拜能够服侍他。
Is His love demonstrated in obedience?Revealing more and more of the grandeur, the beauty, the marvel of the person of Jesus Christ in your life.
我的下面问题就是，他的爱在你的身上，是不是让你更多的能看到耶稣基督的伟大荣耀？
Is your love for Him and your obedience causing you to become more intimate with Jesus?
因着你对我还有一个问题，就是你对他的爱是不是使得你更加的顺服他
？Able to confess because you know He'll forgive you。
所以你就跟他特别的亲密，你就能够来认罪，你知道他会饶恕你。
Able to lay your burden on Him because He has invited you to come。
所以你就可以把你自己生命的重担放在他的面前，你知道他邀请你来到他身边。
Does your love for Jesus?Produce an obedience that brings about in your life a joy that the world cannot give and it can't take it away.
你对他的爱是不是产生这样的顺服，在你的生命之中就有如此的喜乐，这个世界既不能拿走，他既不能给，他也不可能从你手中拿走。
Do you know Jesus this morning?
你今天早上认识耶稣基督吗？
Have you trusted Him as your Savior?
有没有信靠他作为你的救主？
Is he more than just someone who lived 2,000 years ago, can find the pages of an old book?
他是不是不仅仅是住2000多年前住过的，而是在这个圣经中间书本上的那位？
Is Jesus Christ the living, powerful Son of God who has revealed to you His love?And His grace.
耶稣基督这位真的是全能的上帝的儿子，有没有向你来表明他自己伟大的爱？
I want to pray with you.
我想来与你们一同祷告。
Almighty God, I pray for those who claim to be your followers.
全能神，我特别要为那些声称自己是你的追随者的人来祷告。
But there are areas in their lives in which they are not being obedient to you.
但他们生命中间有很多的有些方面，他们没有来顺服你。
They are not sharing with others as you have called them to do.
他们没有像你呼召他们那样去和别人来分享。
They have not been obedient about the way they handle their money.
他们真的是在处理他们的钱财的地方时候，他们没有顺服你。
They have not been obedient in spending time with you and in the Word.
他们没有在花时间借着你的话语来与你同在这件事上好好的顺服你。
And so today, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is unable to minister to them as He would like to.
今天圣灵这位安慰者就来在我们生命中来服侍我们。
Lord, I pray for some men and women here today who have been walking with you but they've never discovered the beauty of your presence.
主，我来为我们中间祷告，我们中间有人和你一直在同行，但是还是没有看到你的美丽。
They have never really grown intimate with you.
他们从来没有和你真正有亲密的关系。
Even when they pray, they try to put on a good face and not honestly confess and unload their burden.
他们哪怕是祷告的时候都是有很好的这种 表现，但是没有办法向你能够清楚地来敞开自己，来卸下自己的重担。
And oh God, I pray for brothers and sisters here this morning who are joyless.
我为我们中间弟兄姐妹中间没有喜乐的这样一批来祷告。
No joy.
没有喜乐。
No fruit.
没有果实。
They have not remained in you.
他没有住在你中间。
God, I pray that their hearts may be made tender to the call of your spirit that they might truly learn what it means to love you and be obedient.
主，我们祷告他们的心可以柔软下来，可以聆听圣灵的呼唤和带领，能够学习如何真正的爱你，能够学习顺服。
I pray this in the name of Jesus, the Christ, our Savior.
我们奉我主救主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand.